Training camp is just about in full swing. Won't say it's in full swing yet, but it's getting pretty close. And to talk with us now, Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, and the CBS Sports Network, making his annual trip around the league. Always great to catch up with Pete, who was at practice today. What'd you see out there?
Well, I saw a quarterback who's got to learn to let it go again. I mean, that's the one thing with Tannehill. I like everything I see about him, and then there are times when he doesn't let it go. Let it go. And by that, I mean, don't check it down. There was opportunities today where he had the second level clearing and he waits a second and not, you know, just read it, bang, bang, and get it out there. And that's my concern with him. I like him and I think he's got talent, but he's got to let it go.
What do you think about the offseason overall that the Dolphins have had, all the big moves, free agency in the draft?
I'm a Mike Wallace guy. I know a lot of people say the Dolphins overspent for him, but you can't put a price on speed. And by the way, he's not just a one-trick pony. A lot of people think he's just a down-the-field guy. Put on the tape from the Giants game last year. He ran a crossing route and ran away from everybody for a touchdown. The guy's got big playability, and I think he's a great addition to their team.
Absolutely. You mentioned Ryan Tannehill. Fair to say in your mind this team will go in 2013 as far as Ryan can take them?
Oh, yeah. The quarterback has become 70% of the game in the NFL. And by that, I mean not just what he does, but what you do to counter him. So you got to rush him. You got to play coverage in the secondary. You got to have big play receiver. So, yeah, this is Tannehill's team. And if he makes big strides and, you know, really big strides, they're going to be a good football team. If he makes so-so strides, then I think they'll be an average 8-8 team. But then maybe next year he makes the big stride.
So all that being said, what are the fair expectations, you think? If you're a Dolphin fan, you're getting excited. You're hearing all the nice news from training camp. You like the new bodies. Where are the fair expectations lying?
500 team, maybe 9-7. I don't think they're better than New England. And again, I go back to the quarterback. If you give, you know, Tom Brady 70% of the game, you fill in the pieces, even with all the problems they've had in the offseason with Hernandez and Welker leaving and everything else. I just think Brady could throw to me and you and still have success.
That's what I always say. Biggest question mark for you for the Miami Dolphins is what heading into the season?
Left tackle. Okay. I think that's a big one. I really do. You have to make a transition from right tackle to left tackle. That's never an easy thing. And I know he's played there before, but to me, he's got to show he's got better feet than he did last year.
What are you least worried about?
Cameron Wake and Rashad Jones. I think they're both two of the most underrated players in the league. I mean, how can the NFL Network put Cameron Wake at 89 on their list? And Rashad Jones, who was on my top 100 list, by the way, and if you ask the majority of people out there right now who played better safety in 2012, Rashad Jones or Ed Reed, they'd say Ed Reed. Rashad Jones outplayed him double. That's how good Rashad Jones played last year.
We wrote about that list on our website when you did it a few months back or whenever it was. You mentioned New England. Tom Brady is the X factor. He changes everything. I agree with that. How much trouble do you think they're in, though? That being said, Brady is Brady. Everything else around him, are you concerned at all about New England as far as their big picture potential?
Well, the one thing, they put up a ton of points last year and scored and won a lot of games with that offense, but they didn't have any speed. They have no speed. And now they've added Dobson and Boyce outside, and so I think you'll change the dynamic of the offense. There'll be a different style of offense. Now, this is all if Gronkowski gets back, which I think he will. Amendola will be okay in the slot. You know, Welker's better, but they won't miss much there. It's just on the outside, they have to be good down there. And then the other side of the ball is Chandler Jones. If Chandler Jones makes the steps that he looks like he might make, and he gets to where he's at a Cam Wake kind of level of pass rusher, I don't think he's that good, but he can get to 13, 14 sacks. Then all of a sudden you're talking about a quarterback and a pass rusher, and so they'll be good again.
The cornerstones of offense and defense in today's NFL. Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, CBS Sports Network on Twitter, @PriscoCBS. Rest of the division, Buffalo and the Jets. I think most people pretty dismissive of those two teams as far as the big picture season goes. You in that camp?
Yeah, quarterback again. And, you know, who's going to play quarterback in Buffalo? Is it going to be Cobb, or is it going to be E.J. Manuel, who you have no idea what he can do? So that's a concern there. And then we know the quarterback situation in New York is not good, and they don't allow the quarterback to play quarterback anyways. It's a run-heavy offense with few weapons, and they try and win with defense.
Pete Prisco at Dolphins camp today and tomorrow. I'm sure he'll be writing and talking about the Dolphins, CBSSports.com, and the CBS Sports Network. Where else are you headed? Where are you going next? What are you looking forward to seeing?
Tampa, see Revis for his first day. You know, he's probably not going to work, but hear him say how great he is and how easy it is to overcome ACL injury since Adrian Peterson did it a year ago. Then Nashville to see the Titans, Indy, and then back home to see the Jaguars. Then I go back out again for another second.
Good stuff. Look for it on CBSSports.com and the CBS Sports Network. Pete is on Twitter @PriscoCBS. Always great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
You got it. Thanks, man.